We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
End of the show. Creepy.
Hey, and welcome to the end of the show show. Summing up what went up. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, and boy, something's going on between the brain and the mouth today. Boy. All right. I'm hosting mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk News. A new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast being recorded tonight. Seattle Sounders FC getting beaten at home. I still haven't watched the match. I know the result, though. Oh, I got to do that before we record. I'm screwed. A couple things to cover real quickly. I already forgot one, so nailed it. Off to a great start. What would that have been? It was Mumford & Sons I was stomping around to. I'm busy buying books online right now. Audiobooks, that's how I like them. I like when somebody else reads the book to me. Otherwise, I fall asleep. Nonfiction and I, we don't have a very solid history together. So, anyway, the two books I'm looking at right now, Brain Rules by Dr. John Medina. That's Medina. If you've seriously not lived in the Southwest so long that you can't pronounce... Okay, sorry. By Dr. John Medina. It's Brain Rules, trying to get my brain to work better so that way I'm not such a mess all the time. And then The Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan. I've been obsessed with planets and space, and specifically this guy called Professor Brian Cox. He's a British theoretical physicist. Maybe he's a particle physicist. I should actually find out exactly what he is. Which one do you prefer, Professor Brian Cox? Anyway, I've been listening to a lot of this book called The Planets. Maybe it's just called Planets. I don't know. It's an adaptation from a BBC series where they just tell you about the history of our freaking solar system. It's complicated. The scale is so large that they don't actually with 100% certainty understand. They can't predictively show you where things were 2 billion years ago or where they'll be in 1 billion years. It's mind-boggling. But I've listened to it three times now, so I gotta add to my list. And one of the things Professor Brian Cox was on the Joe Rogan podcast and said, The Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan is inspirational. So here we go! And then my stupid brain feels broken, so I gotta listen to the other one too. Click complete purchase. There we go. We're off and running. Also, I gotta give props to Tool for finally putting their music on Spotify and whatever other things you're listening to music on these days, because I've been listening to their catalog and I realized that I'm really familiar with a couple of their records and then not so much with their other ones. And I thought myself a pretty decent Tool fan because I've seen them a bunch of times. They always play the same 9 songs. They're so lazy. Weird. I don't... Whatever. That's cool. At least you can listen on the digital platforms now. And so I've been getting ready for work every morning, listen to 46 and 2. It's pretty neat. You ever thought about not liking your job and how miserable you are and how it'd be cool if you could find something else? I mean, maybe you haven't because you have a great job that you love. Or maybe you have a great job that you love and you want to get the next awesome job. It's been a long time since I've gone through this, but it's you have to be kind of sneaky. I remember once I flew to Las Vegas without telling anyone just to see if they would notice I was gone. They did. And then I was yeah. They're okay. And then I got a new job and left. It was maybe not the most mature move, but I was fed up. Fed up, I tell you. Well, there's somebody that's doing that on this massive scale.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
People are upset with the governor. He's running for president, Jay Inslee. And that campaign is costing the state a ton of money. More than $500,000 since March. Whoa, I get it. Traveling, security, overtime, etc. to make that possible. Wouldn't it be cool if you could spend 6 months trying to get your dream job while still getting paid by your current gig? I mean, obviously, yes. Get those ballots in today. It's primary election day. We're narrowing down the candidates and propositions across Washington. So get your ballot into the box by 8 p.m. or in the mail postmarked today. And Night Owls, set a reminder for this evening. You can take a peep to the north tonight in hopes of catching a glimpse of Death Cab for Cutie. Now, of the Northern Lights, a song by Death Cab for... No. It's like a science thing that happens in the upper atmosphere that you can see from Earth. I've never seen it. I'm jealous. It sounds awesome. I'll be asleep.
You just got newsed.
You know, I was talking about Professor Brian Cox a few minutes ago. Yeah, he explained how the Northern Lights work, and it's like when atoms lose like a, let's call it electron or somethingtron, you know, then the way that the solar radiation interacts with it creates the Northern Lights or something. I can't remember exactly. I started to say that on the radio today. Huge mistake. Anyway, Northern Lights, that would be fun to see if I didn't go to bed so early. My mother-in-law is like, I want to buy a telescope because you seem to like that and it'd be nice for the kid. My baby, space baby, he's a toddler. He'll be 2 in 2 weeks. Oh my God, that's crazy. Anyway, I was thinking about the freak chance. We just happened to be going to bed one night, my wife and I. We always watch a show before we go to bed. We were about to switch over with the old X1 to the Netflix built-in, free plug. But before that, it was on PBS, and there was a show about rockets. And I was like, holy cow. We like watched for like 10 minutes, and finally I was like, well, if we're going to go to bed on time, we got to like just record this. So I did. And I came back to the next day, and Space Baby came trundling by, and he popped up on my lap, and he watched with me. And we talked about it. My wife and I a little bit. And then like a few days later, he was like, rocket show, rocket show. And we were like, what are you saying? Because they're impossible to understand when they're little. Finally, we figured out, I was like, are you saying rocket show? Do you want to watch the television program I had on the other night? Yeah, rocket show. Yeah, yeah. He gets really excited. That's his favorite show. We put it on and he just like stands around the living room just watching all these different iterations of rockets and how they're made. I won't go into it, but he explained how one of them worked to us. He's not two, but he explained how one of them worked when the TV show wasn't on. Phil, water comes out, rocket up. And I was like, what? Holy cow, you have to see the show to see this happen. But like, he understands mass engines, which is so bonkers. Anyway, if I hadn't recorded that show and he hadn't watched it, then I don't know if I would have relit my love of the planets. I've been looking for a book that just like taught me about Jupiter for a long time. And it's all like textbook stuff or stuff for like babies. And so here's like a guy that's like an astro or particle physicist being like, this is how our solar system sort of works. And they spend a chapter on each of the major planets. I'm back to talking about this again. How did this happen? My poor wife, she's listening right now going like, oh my God, this again. Hi, wife. I love you. Okay. I've been a nerd for a long, 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 long time, but I remember a movie that like changed the game. The effects were so awesome, and it feels like it was yesterday, but now it's been 20 years. We went to see the sequel in the morning at one point and brought beers with us. That was fun. Anyway, that movie's back in theaters.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's been 20 years since Neo awoke from the Matrix and had to learn to fight the machines. Hi-ya! And to celebrate, whoever decides these things is bringing the Matrix back to theaters for a week at the end of the month. Best part? Someone uploading stuff into your brain?
I know Kung Fu.
Cost me $200 a month. Hasbro is re-releasing a massive Transformer, Unicron, the robot that transforms into a giant moon or planet or whatever.
Whatever.
They've got a working model and they showed it off online.
It looks awesome.
Yo, Star Wars Episode 9, you should totally have a Death Star that transforms into a robot. And then inevitably, when the good guys blow it up, the head can go flying through space. Cool. And finally, humans have gone and done it. In our failed efforts to help Israel get a probe on the moon, their cargo smashed into the rocky surface, spilling a bunch of tiny life forms that were on board called tardigrades, or better known as water bears. Like with little water wings on, eating salmon from a stream, splashing around? No, they just look like bears, but they're like microscopic, seemingly indestructible organisms. Oh, awesome! So we put tiny, unkillable bears on the moon? Great job! All right, that's enough. You're not allowed to science anymore. Get out of here.
Nerd Nerd talk, yeah!
All right, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's the end of the show. Hope you have a great day.
End of the show.
There we go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.